With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The spokesman for Qatar's foreign ministry says Israel and Hamas have agreed to extend a truce for two more days. We have the latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
The fourth plan hostage for prisoner exchange between Israel and the Hamas terrorist organization is in place for Monday evening. At the same time, officials from the United States, Qatar, Egypt, and Israel have been negotiating for two additional days of quiet and possibly additional hostage for prisoner swaps. For Israel, it's a Sophie's choice, knowing the pause in fighting allows Hamas to regroup and improve its overall position before another round of fighting. Making matters worse, at the end of the negotiated exchange, Hamas will still hold a number of hostages, including a 10-month-old baby, effectively tying the Israelis' hands and reducing the options available. The hostages include two women and nine children. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. Bankrate.com senior industry analyst Ted Rossman says there are plenty of good deals on this Cyber Monday.
Electronics, clothes, toys, things like that. Retailers are actually having to work harder to move that merchandise because shoppers are feeling frugal, and a lot of when they are splurging is more on experiences.
Consumer spending for Cyber Week, those are the 5 days between Thanksgiving and today, it provides a strong indication on how much shoppers are willing to spend during the holidays. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street as markets look ahead to updates on inflation and how American consumers are feeling about the economy. The Dow is down 68 points, but the NASDAQ is ahead 33 points. This is SRN News. A study of religious life in the UK gets a little help from dedicated amateurs.
The University of Reading has been awarded $1.2 million by the British Arts and Humanities Research Council to take an in-depth look at the role of Christianity in the country's medieval period. And the school says it will draw much of its data from the findings of British metal detectorists. Over the years, these folks have unearthed all kinds of ancient religious objects, and now the University of Reading will draw upon them for their study. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
India will hold its general elections next year, and the small Christian population is uncomfortable. Persecution of believers in India is on the rise already, but it tends to peak during election year, when unscrupulous politicians try to score points by inciting radical Hindus. Christians make up just about 2% of the Indian population and are routinely attacked. This is SRN News. China reporting a spike in respiratory illnesses from the flu and other infections, but it's not from a new virus.
The info is being shared after a WHO formal request that China provide info about a concerning spike of respiratory illnesses and clusters of pneumonia in children. Getting to the bottom of what's behind it is important, as the emergence of new flu strains or other viruses capable of triggering pandemics typically starts with undiagnosed respiratory illness. To tackle the problem, China's health ministry is now calling on local authorities to promote vaccinations and encourage people to wear masks. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Authorities in India say they're set to begin manual digging of what they hope is the final phase of rescuing 41 construction workers trapped in a collapsed mountain tunnel for over 2 weeks now. What began as a rescue mission expected to take a few days has now turned into weeks. Officials hesitant to give a timeline. More details at srnnews.com.